Governor Jim Doyle spoke to reporters from in front of the executive residence Monday while flanked by Republican Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch and Democratic Senate Majority Leader Judy Robson. Doyle indicated that having no budget at all was not an option for him. Even though last year's budget carries over until there's a new one in place, Doyle says critical areas of state spending, like the University of Wisconsin, will run out of money without action. The governor said he'd do what he could to move talks along, including letting lawmakers know what areas of the budget he can back and what he'll veto. Those kinds of assurances are a big deal to Republicans.
I think it's appropriate, and I'll let the leaders know as they're talking about things and where they're going about whether that's something that's acceptable to me and something that I'd be willing to sign. I'm not in this to pull some big surprise on somebody at the end. I think this we ought to get this all out on the table.
The governor has said repeatedly nobody would get everything they want in this budget. One of the big questions is what that means for the tax increases Doyle proposed for cigarettes, hospitals, and oil companies. Speaker Hipsch wouldn't speculate much. His members passed their own version of the budget in July that got rid of those tax increases.
As that is altered and that has changed, that will of course change the vote. So really, depending on the final product, will determine whether or not I will need Democrat votes in the Assembly and then how many those will be.
Some real deadlines are closing in on these talks. The state superintendent says she needs to know how much state aid schools are going to get by this Friday so she can figure out how to distribute the money. Without a deal, property taxes could go up by hundreds of millions of dollars. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.